WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So was the city's adoption of artificial turf fields a $300 million mistake? That's the question at the heart of a new report out by City Limits magazine, just came out yesterday. Their investigation found that many of the 204 artificial turf fields around New York City are getting worn out years ahead of schedule, that natural grass fields could have been cheaper, and that the health risks are much broader than previously reported. Joining me now is investigative reporter for City Limits and the lead author of the story, Patrick Arden. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian.
So City Limits did a random survey of 56 of the 204 artificial turf fields this summer. What did you find?
Well, we found that 46% of them were in bad shape, ripped up seams. You could lift the carpet up off the ground. And another 14 had minor damage. And without repairs, you could imagine that they're going to go the same way.
I'm curious, were the bad fields concentrated in any one borough or neighborhood or type of neighborhood?
Well, that's a question that a lot of people ask. They seem to wonder if it's neighborhoods that aren't as well off seem to get these fields, but that's not what we found. We found that basically the city likes to put this stuff down, and that it's a universal problem.
So let's crowdsource this. Listeners, let's do an informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific survey of the turf fields near you. If you use one of these 204 artificial turf fields in the city, call in and tell us what state your field is in. Soccer players, softball players, parents with kids who frequent a particular turf field, have you noticed them in need of repairs? 212-433-WNYC, and tell us if you like playing on artificial turf fields. 212-433-9692. I know, as a member of the WNYC softball team, that when we play on grass and dirt, field conditions are very changeable. You sink in the hole of the sand at home plate on a lot of softball fields. You don't get true hops. And when we go play on some fields that have turf, everybody's like, ah, a turf field, solid ground, true hops on the grounders, things like that. Do you think that's the general feeling of people who actually use the fields?
It depends on the people that you're talking to and the fields that they're forced to play on. But I do think that generally one of the things that was driving this was the popularity of soccer, because it's good for soccer. But it does get hot. Do you ever notice the temperature?
I have not personally ever had a problem with that.
And are you playing on the...
We don't play on it much. Our home field is in Central Park on grass and dirt.
So that's right.
We get to play two or three times a year on turf.
And you know those grass fields are about 12 years old.
The grass fields are about 12. Yeah, yeah. Right. So, but anyway, I haven't, you know, even on the hot days this summer, personally, I didn't have a problem with any of the heat on the fields, but we play in the evening and, you know, I'm not saying my experience is typical of everybody. No. So the lines are full. We'll get to some of your calls in just a minute with your turf experiences. But this has been a big project of Mayor Bloomberg and the Parks Commissioner. They fit it into the long-term sustainability plan YC. The city borrowed $300 million to install these turf fields, sometimes over blacktop, which that's, again, something that people love. What used to be these playgrounds, you know, cement, concrete, schoolyards that now feel like grass to all these kids. But you seem to argue that there's evidence that preserving and even installing new natural grass fields would have been cheaper long term.
Well, first let's talk about the asphalt to turf. Mm-hmm. Out of the 111 fields they had at the beginning of 2009, the vast majority were put down over grass, or what was grass. Mm-hmm. And the problem here is that they don't maintain the grass. We're not saying that they do maintain grass. They don't. They don't have the resources for it. This is part of the problem, is they don't have the budget for day-to-day expenses. So what they end up doing is putting this stuff on a credit card. They can borrow money. So they borrow money for the field, and they don't maintain it. And that's the problem, is that you need to maintain the turf as well.
What could you have done on the asphalt? Are you saying put in grass where there was a – because, again, from personal experience, you know, I was living about 10 years ago at a place in Manhattan that had a schoolyard that my kids were using. And then it became turf. Wow, this is great.
What I'm saying is that out of that 111 fields at the beginning of last year, 80 had been put down on grass. Mm-hmm. So they're not really putting it. I mean, they're saying that
just
they're putting
here and
it
there.
Yeah, it's not just on asphalt. And on some of the things, and one of the interesting things about this story too is that now it talks about they bought heavily into one kind of material, which was the shredded tire material. And once there were health concerns raised about that, they began to experiment with all sorts of materials. They're even putting down turf made of ground-up walnut shells. And this is another experiment. We don't really know what the durability of this product is.
What about kids who are allergic to nuts?
I don't know about that. But, you know, it is a question that nobody has asked.
You found evidence that many of these turf fields are breaking down and falling apart far earlier than the promised 8 to 10 year lifespan. A lifespan that played a crucial role in the cost-benefit analysis for the city. Did the city not do enough due diligence with respect to choosing which companies to contract with?
Well, that is strange that you mentioned that, because I got an email from one of the largest turf manufacturers last night who read my story, and he said that it was spot on. But he also said that he thought the problem was that they lowballed it, that they were always going for the lowest bid, and so consequently they were putting down cheap materials. Now, I don't know if that's true, although I suspected that it was true. I reviewed over 100 turf contracts, and it's not just the Parks Department. It's also the Department of Education. There are almost 80 fields in schools. He's saying that now, with the decision to switch to alternative materials, they are becoming – this is a quote – they are becoming the world's largest testing ground for new turf materials. Each park is being installed with a new unproven turf system. My prediction, more failure in the future. So I would say – I don't know if they did the due diligence. It doesn't look like they did, but I would say that – they're not. Nobody's asking these questions. They're going ahead without.
And that's why
questions.
You did this report in City Limits. Let's get some anecdotal reports. Tom in Bedford-Stuyvesant, you're on WNYC. Hey, Tom.
Hi. I play on the turf fields at McCarran Park, and while I love the flatness of it and the speed of the play, I come home with a million pellets in my cleats.
Yeah, that happens.
And the fabric has tiny little threads of the grass. And I have a question. Isn't there a way that we could figure out which breeds of grass are more durable? And couldn't analysts look at the fields to see where it's getting broken down the most? Like in soccer, for example, it's always in the middle of the field or in front of the goal. And couldn't we just maintain those areas better?
Because you started out as a fan of the turf, but you've got turned off to it?
Yes, I started out as a fan. It was flat. It was brand new. But as we've been playing on the fields every year, it's just getting ripped up. Mm-hmm. You can see at the seams the turf coming up, and there's really been no maintenance on it either.
Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's get another player's take. Carl in Hoboken. Carl, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, hello. Oh, one second. Sorry about that.
It's all right. Where
I've been How you doing? I've been playing rugby in and around New York for a long time, so I have the take of the way it was before when they had sort of the grass fields, which were, as the gentleman said, never really well maintained. They sort of turned into a dust bowl, and the people that, you know, were in the maybe in the community or whatever, you'd break bottles and stuff, and so you'd be picking glass and stuff out of yourself after the games. And now they moved our fields to turf fields, which are really great in certain respects. It's a lot better than the grass was before, but they radiate a lot of heat in the summer, like a lot of heat.
So you have had a problem with the heat.
Yeah, you notice it on a hot day.
Carl, I'm going to leave it there. Anthony in Bay Ridge, you're a soccer coach?
Yes, I am. I'm a soccer coach, and we use Diker Beach Park. And as a matter of fact, I'm on my way now for a soccer practice. And I tell you, the carpet is just lifting right up. The pellets are there. And it's sad, though, because as an athletic director as well, I've been coaching, and I understand the value of what turf fields can do. Simply because, you know, the multi-use function, you know, you can play lacrosse, you can play football on, soccer, and it's very convenient. However, if the fields are not maintained, it is just unfortunate because all that money is really being wasted. And it's sad because I have to scramble now finding a soccer field for my soccer season when the field that I had my permit for is unplayable.
The turf fields are unplayable. Anthony, thank you for your call. Robert in the Bronx, you're a football coach?
Yes, currently, but I'm also familiar with the use of Pier 40 for rugby as well. Trouble is that these artificial surfaces are so much better than the old artificial surfaces that were like cement. That seems like, oh, you know, you used to hear artificial surface and get scared and drop to your knees on these, and they don't get bruised.
Right, the old AstroTurf.
So it depends on what you're comparing with. I will say from experience, like a few years ago, one on Harlem near the Triborough Bridge, that they do get pretty hot in the sun.
And Robert, I'm gonna leave it there. We're fast running out of time. So
171 degrees. They've
is that
been
right?
Found at.
Yeah. Wow. So obviously, there is a lot of dissatisfaction with how they've been getting ripped up. That's for sure. And before you go, do the health dangers outweigh the health benefits of being able to provide New Yorkers with a place to exercise
well,
for free year-round?
First of all, how many people are going to exercise when it's 171 degrees out? I mean, that's going to discourage exercise. Second of all, one of the interesting things about this story is it goes into detail about the city's testing regimen. And there are some open questions still, many open questions.
20 seconds. What do you recommend?
Well, also in the story, it crunches the numbers, and it uses the Parks Department's own numbers for turf versus natural grass. And if you take the cost of natural grass plus what they say the cost of maintenance would be, it's much cheaper to put grass in.
Patrick Arden has an investigative report on artificial turf fields around New York City in the new edition of City Limits magazine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.